So this is at Ben White Law reporting for at Telegraph News. I'm here with Simon Beard, who's the Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Operations for the St John Ambulance London District. Simon's in charge of covering Green Park for the Royal Wedding today. Simon, how has things gone today?
So far today, I mean, it's still quite early. It's only 8:30, but it's all going well so far. We have the resources we were expecting. The crowds, we're just waiting to find out how many people come to watch the wedding. Weather is slightly cooler than we perhaps have had in the recent days, so that may mean there's a few less people, but so far a very successful day and we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. And logistically, what does it entail for you? I mean, how many? You've got a couple of bases in Green Park, haven't you?
We have. We've got two treatment centres here in Green Park, but across the whole route there's 22 first aid points where people can come to us for assistance if they need. We've also got 20 ambulances out today. And we've got about 850 of our St John Ambulance volunteers. We're working this jointly with the British Red Cross and London Ambulance Service, who have also got resources out today. So there is a significant number of people out to provide medical assistance to people as they need it. Obviously, this event involves an awful lot of planning that started a long time ago. And again, that's jointly done with ourselves, the British Red Cross, London Ambulance Service, Metropolitan Police, and all of the agencies involved. To a culmination being a successful day today.
And what kind of injuries and ailments do you think people are going to have during the day if they do? I mean, standing up for long periods, fatigue, that kind of stuff?
Given that it is cooler today, we may well not see the heat-related illnesses that perhaps we would have seen if the weather had been the same as last week. Mainly, the kind of things we see are fairly minor blisters, people with headaches, people that haven't drunk enough, feel a little bit dehydrated, and that just involves a bit of rest, a bit of TLC, and hopefully they can get back on their way and they don't miss anything.
Sure. And then just in terms of the amount of volunteer, everyone here is a volunteer, how important are volunteers, I mean, to St John Ambulance and big events like this? Because recently you had the London Marathon, of course.
We did, and we had about 1,200 people out for the London Marathon. Volunteers are essential. You know, we are the organisation, and we're always looking for additional volunteers to come and help us. And people give up a lot of time for this organisation and support the people of London, and we're very grateful to everybody that volunteers for us.
Well, great. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck today.
Thank you.